This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Today, I'd like to discuss a little bit the kinnis. Of course, we don't have time to go through the entire kinnis, or even, for that matter, most of it. We'll touch on a few points in the kinnis, especially the beginning, the first 10. I think it will be an interesting and important introduction, hakdama, preparation for the day Tisha B'Av. Over the years, kinnis starts as more or less talk, reading. Most of the people have a hard time putting their finger on the actual even translation, or let alone the idea what the kinnis is trying to bring out. But after you start getting a little bit of a understanding of the words, their translations, you think that the kinnis are random points of churban and avelus and things that unfortunately happened to Klal Yisrael throughout the Doiris. And there's not a connection so much from one kinnah to the next. Actually, it wasn't even written by all one person. Chabad, the beginning kinnahs, the Blaz HaKalir, point of many, was a Rishon. And then later on, there's from different poets, so to speak. People who knew how to write, who brought out different themes and different things that were touched the heart, that when they get to Tisha B'Av. But as I get older, I start to realize that the specifics of the kinnis were chosen because the kinnis as a whole touches on every facet of what Avelus is about. Together with all the different nekudas that the kinnis brings out, the person properly was misabel on Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash. Yes, sir. The themes behind the kinnis are all necessities in Avelus, and they combine together to cover the entire scope of Avelus on the Churban. So I'd like to begin with the first kinnah and show you something, an observation, which is a yisoid in Avelus on the Churban. Zechayr Hashem Ahayolano, this is from the kinnahs, first one, we say it at night. We say a few at night, and then we continue most of them during the day, but it seems to be that it's one kinnis. Zechayr Hashem mehoyolonu oy. And every end of the kinnah ends with the stanza, oy mehoyolonu, oy mehoyolonu, oy mehoyolonu. The word oy, Zekrechts, basically all it is, the word oy. Does oy have any specific meaning? The translators definitely don't translate it as much. The word oy is oy. Whoa. Zekrechts. The yisoid of the kinnis is trying to tell us that we have to express some form of emotion, something. There's a Gemara, Rabbi say, that Klal Yisrael had they only cried one tear, Bechiyah Achas, they would have never went to Golus. Bechiyah Achas, one tear. It's a Gemara. It's Chazal, a Medrash, Al Nareis Bavel. We say it every day before we bench al nara'is bavel. Shom yashavnu. Shom. There yashavnu. Say Chazal, shom is a emphasis. There and not till then. And not till there. The Medrash says that they were going into Gullus. They were being taken with chains. And Yirmiah meets up with them. And something about seeing Yirmiah gave them an outpour of emotion. They began to cry. Says Yirmiah, Ila b'chisa and b'chia achas. One tear. You would not be in the state of Gullus. You would not have to be in this matziv that you're in right now. B'chia achas, that's all it takes. With one tear, well, the truth is yes, the power of Kay, the Kayach of a Bechi. Chazal tell us that even when all the Sha'arim are noel, when all the gates are locked, Shari Bechias is not Ninal. Notice though it says Bechias, it doesn't even say Bechi, it says Bechias, it's tears. It should say Shar Bechi. Here you see that we minimize it even to one tear, one bechi. What is in one bechi that could have saved them completely? And the answer is, bechi is a deep emotion. You know, bechi has no words. Bechi is an expression of an inner feeling. That's all a bechi is. The bechi is something that the lave shows that it was moved, it was touched. All we need is to show the Rebbeinu Shleilu that we've moved. One bechi. Is it a koyach hatfilah shebei? I don't know. It's hard to believe that the bechi that Yirmiah is referring to was a bechi of tefillah. It was a bechi of showing something changed. Shinui. It touched us. We got it. Abayisai, I don't understand literally the story. When there's a churban, you don't get it. But they weren't crying. I mean, when someone is taken out of his house, when someone is given a churban the way the Midrashim tell us, you don't shed a tear. Who doesn't shed a tear? What's there not to cry about? I mean, what caused them not to cry? And the answer is that there's different types of bechias, Rabbi Yisrael. There are bechias that you cry. It hurts. That's not the bechi that we're talking about. As is tutvei, unmivaint. All right, that's you and your matzav. We're talking about something completely different. We're talking about a bechi where the person isn't crying from hurt, but he's crying that the neshama, something that the neshama is being disconnected from the Rebbeinu Shleilom. It's more of a ruchniistik bechi. When a child cries, it's interesting. When a child cries, what is he crying? He's crying a physical, it hurts him. You know, by a bris milah, the cry of the child is a very important thing. It's Rebbe gebracht. Shama Hashem Kail Bichi. It's referring to the Kail Hanar that he's Baicha Bishas the Bris. Kail Hanar that he's Baicha, that he cries. The Chal HaBaicha, whoever cries together with the child, the Bechi, his tears go all the way directly to Shemayim. It's Rebellion Gutmach in the end of Masechta Shabbos. Kishama Hashem Koil Bichi. It's the Bechi of the Nar, and says Rebbe Gutmacher, and those that cry together with the Nar. So the Pashup Shad is that the Nar cries. cries, he has pain. He's an innocent child. It's pain from a mitzvah. So the Rebbeinu Shleil looks at this at Pesach Reis HaKarbon. You know, speak to Mayelon. If the child really has the pain that he's crying about, I would say technically that it, yes, there's a. I can't see how it's not painful. Mayelon are convinced. You ever had this discussion with anybody? You ever heard this from a Mayel? Mayelim are convinced that it's something else more than the actual chituch. They're convinced that there's a cry, there's a bechi. They say maybe it has to do with the fact that the child feels uncovered at that moment, he's cold. There's discussion what exactly is causing that cry. One thing for sure, the cry of the child is the cry which has to be a ruchnistika cry as well. There's something in that cry that when the child cries, there's a maybe it's his neshama, maybe the neshama cries that he's becoming a yid. There's a certain bechi, and that bechi to the Rebbeinu Shleil Mischasha, and whoever cries with the child, the Rebbeinu Shleil listens to the bechi. The point that I'm trying to bring out is that all we needed was one bechi, not from pain. Obviously, a bechi from pain, there had to have been. It doesn't make sense that nobody cried unless the tzaris was so much that they became numb. It's hard to understand what that means. And the teretz obviously means we mean a different type of a bechi. We mean a bechi about a ruchniyistik thing. We mean a bechi what the person lost, that he becomes disconnected from the Rebbeinu Shleil. That bechi, we just needed one. Here, we're saying, oi, it takes one regish, one feeling, oi, meh ha'yolanu. You know, today, Rabbi Isai, we're dry. Unfortunately, I don't know what it is, deep down in every neshama, there's a part of the neshama when he understands and he gets in contact with what the loss of the churban, there is a certain heritage of pain, remorse. The Rebbeinu Shleil was searching for that krecht. Oy me hayolanu. The kinnis begins. It's an interesting. Zechayr Hashem me hayolanu. Oy. The theme, the first kinna, the entire first kinna is oy me hayolanu. What are you saying? And the answer is ich krecht. There's a response. There's something deep from within that's hurting me. That becomes the side of the avelus of the churban. If you take a look at the second kinna is actually a tziruf of many chazalim, and that is why the churban happened. You take a look, it says clearly, why did it happen? It says in the kinnah, Kishadad Nitzorim, Baruch HaMasi Kilabas, Pneinu Nishtanu. It's all about the things that happened that went wrong, that we did wrong. Nutlam Naira, Levain HaTayra, V'nivza Gazis Miyukara. If you look through the kinnis, we'll find a lot of mida keneged mida. Chazal worked hard to identify the averis that caused the churban. Why is it so important to find the mida keneged mida and to discuss it in the kinnis? so important to discuss why the Churban happened, we should be mekayim that the Churban happened. How does this become part of the kinah itself? Mefarshim talk, what's the reason for midah keneged midah? Pashtus, it's that we see that the Eibishter's judgment is Yasha. When the Rebbeinu Shlom does something, it's got to be, and it has to equal, and you have to have done, and therefore, Mishpat Hashem are Yishar. There's another pshat in the Mefarshim that the Einish is always a Taitzah from the Chet. People think that if I do this, the Rebbeinu Shlom will punish me. No, it's the actual Chet itself which brings the Einish. That itself is the Chisavim. So the Midah Keneged Midah is a must, because the Einish and the Chet are actually one of the same. And the final pshat that's brought, and this is the nekuda I want to discuss today, we have to know how to do tshuva. When a person gets an Einish, the first thing he has to check, the Midah Keneged Midah, because otherwise he doesn't know. I love the Aretz. It's got to have a Midah Keneged Midah, because we have to do tshuva. I've mentioned to you in the past that the Rambam tells us that the Yisoid of the Tisha B'Av, the Tanesim, the Yisoid of the Avelis, is to realize what they did wrong that caused the Churban, and what we do wrong, like what they did wrong, that the Churban is continuing. Kol Shalai Niv the Beis HaMikdash B'Yom of Gilu Nechrav. We have to know what caused the Churban, because we have to know what to fix today in order to bring about the Geula, to bring about the Beis HaMikdash. So part of the Kiddush, Rabbi Yisai, is actually a tshuva. Part of the Kiddush is to bring out, is to cry. And like the Rambam says, Zichr Maaseinu, it's important to discuss within the Kiddush. Now you see, what I'm trying to do is give you a picture of what the point of the Kiddush is. What are we trying to achieve with the Kiddush? So the first thing is, like I explained to you, the first thing is, oy. First thing is, it's got to penetrate. The person has to be able to show that something is wrong. It has to be that the person is moved by what happened. You know, a person could theoretically say kinnis an entire Tisha B'Av morning and walk out the same person that he walked into the Beis Medrash. He caved in, he was reading. The kinnis has to penetrate. The kinnis has to make the person have a movement. Oi, something went wrong. If it's a bethi, it's even better. But at least a real correct. And then he has to start to figure out what is it that's causing us today to continuously have a Tisha B'Av. And that becomes kinah beis, to figure out the midah keneged midah, and to be mekainen on the midah keneged midah. Then we have Gimel. And what is Gimel? Gimel is Belel Zeh Yivkayun. This is the night that the children cry. My children, Yilelu Banai, Belel Zeh, this night is the night that's designated for the Beis HaMikdash to cry. Now it's interesting, how did it become Belel Zeh? Is Tisha B'Av the night? Is Tisha B'Av the day? When was the Sreifa? The Sreifa L'Chayra was the Iker, it was by day. It started, some say it started actually the day before. There's an eerie that they started actually the day before. But the point is, something about Belel Zeh Yivkayim. And we say it actually, Balayla, right? We say it. Why the night? So there's a chazal, the Gemara says, Shekala Baicha Belaila, Mara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuntalan on the base, Kailay Nishmas. People hear, people are moved, and they also cry. So in Mela, we say, Bacha Isifke Belaila. But it's just a technical thing that since you cry, the other people will cry. Shekala Baicha Belaila, it's Nishma. So what? That's why I have to cry by night. There's an Indian to be more others, maybe. Or maybe when Klal Yisrael cries, they have to cry as a whole. Maybe that's the Indian. Sifke Balaila. How do you get God's Klal Yisrael to cry? It's Balaila. Maybe. Other Mepharshim talk about Laila as a symbol of Gullus. Sifke Balaila. The night, the Gullus. Dark of night. That's. It doesn't mean the night. It means the chayshach of Laila. And Bachay Sifka. One thing you do see. There's an Indian of Bechir, Rabbi Yisrael. That you see clearly. To say the kinnis and not shed one tear, you're going against what it says in the pasuk. Rabbi Yisrael, yeah, I got to notice. The person did not shed a tear during the kinnis. What do you do with the pasuk? Bachai sifke balayla. Pasuk wants that you should cry. You have to cry. That becomes what the pasuk, the novi is telling us to do. And the balayla, okay, it's probably either like Chazal say that it's more for. Balaila brings out the tears. The entire kinnah is saying that's nikva, that the day was nikva for the bechia, and that we know is Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av, and as he enumerates the five things that happened, the tremendous tragedies over the years, and of course we all know it has to do with the Raglin, it has to do with the bechia, lechinam. So wait a minute. Notice that it's not just Bacha, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to cry, but the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to be Masakin of the Chiyah Shalchinam from the past. So it's not Gerada Agav, you should feel the pain to the point that you should cry. You see clearly that there was a Bechiyah Shalchinam, and therefore there's an Indian of Bacha Yisifke. And it was Nikva L'Toyris of Bechiyah. So the Bechiyah becomes essential in the whole Indian of the Tisha B'Av. You cried for nothing. Zadmir Rabbi say, it's all about crying for nothing. What is the Bechiyah L'Toyris? What is it about? I've told this to you before. Bechiyah is something that a person does when deep down he's missing something. There's talk if it's shaykh to make tears, fake tears, and there is such a thing. The Katzke used to say, Ova, why do you need a sha'ar, a gateway for Bechiyahs? If it's never nidalu, so what's the point of having a shar? What do you need a shar for? If it's never closed. So I always wanted to say the pshat is the Rebbeinu Shalom will be avizen as the offer. Imagine you walk past the house and the door is wide open. So what is he saying? Come in. It's an invitation to tell the person to come in. Stam, if you don't see the shar, you don't chap that the shar is announcing that there's a way to get in here. Katzke flicked alam oli bezogim, that there's real tears and fake tears. Real tears and fake tears. So when the person cries and it's real tears, it goes in. When there's fake tears, the shiurim close the doors. Say that. There are shiurim. Shari b'chiyas loy nin aluf. Tell me, Rabbi Yisrael, what are real tears and what are fake tears? What fake means that the person went and he peeled. Rabbi Yisrael, I shouldn't say this. I peeled an onion and he started to cry. That's his fake tears. What does it mean, tears that are fake? I'm going to tell you a chazal, Rabbi Yisrael, I don't think anybody knows. It's an interesting medrash haggadah. You know where tears began? Who was the first person to cry? Does anybody here know?
Yaakov.
Who?
Yaakov.
Okay. So there's a medrash haggadah that says that it's actually from before then. Adam Rishon. Medrash haggadah says, was he born with that? No. He says, I get benched. He was born without the koyach to cry. When he did his aveira and he was kicked out of Gan Eden, he was so tzibrachim. It's a medrash. He was so tzibrachim. And the Bnei Shleil looked at him and said, the chashivah came. I'll give you something very special. I'll give you bechia to cry. She calls man, Osman, anytime that you're lost and you cry, and now be menachem. Tears were given for the person to cry over being thrown out of Gan Eden. It was given as a mechanism to survive Golus. The tears were given that the person should feel, because once you feel, then it's still alive. The Chassam Sofer says, why kol ha-misabel al Yerushalayim zoyche v'roye b'nechmasa? Don't say you will. Zoyche v'roye b'nechmasa. Now, you don't cry on something that's lost, it's finished. Ein Adam, a person on Misabel, on Mesai, it's finished, it's forgotten. Yaakov Avinu didn't stop crying for Yosef because Yosef was still alive. Bechi creates that the Hergish is still there. And Bechi is a matana that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave. So they took that matana, they misused it in the midbar. Atem bechisam bechiyash al chinam. You took a matana I gave you. Matana. I gave you a matana to come close to the Rebbeinu Shleil. I gave you a matana that when you're far, you should come close. So you used the bechiyah to further yourself when you were close. That's called bechiyash al chinam. Atem bechisa bechia shalchina. Meilal bi keveya bechia ledoiris, because that's how you're misakin. When the Yid cries and goes, he's saying to Rabbi Nishlam, I'm just like the Meraglim. He didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. I'm crying now, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Put the dirt. The bechia ledoiris is that Rabbi Nishlam, the Meraglim, they cried not to go into Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to use the bechia properly. I cry, I want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. I want to go to build the base on Mikdash. That was the intent of what it was meant when your person is taken out of Gan Eden, that he should be able to find solace. Roya ben Echmosav, when he goes and he cries. Leil zeh yifkun v'yaleilu bonai. The crying is a simon of bonai, my children. It's when a child is golem al shulchan aviyah. That's where the crying is meant. It was meant to long, to express longing when the child is meruchet from the av. That's what it was meant to be. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shem gave us Bechia B'leil Zeh. So B'leil Zeh Yivkayim Bonai becomes a part of the, okay, I obviously don't have much time. I thought I'd be able to finish a little more.
What's the concept?
But I just want to... Yeah, what?
What's the
concept? I'm going to say my shot's gewaldig.
What's the concept?
Why do you need the kutzk after such a shot? You say it's so gewaldig. Can I tell you the truth? I am so little compared to the kutzk. You know how little I feel. When I say Torah sometimes, and I say differently than others, I want you to know I walk away and I ask Mechila before and after the shir. I really do. I know but that's what I come here for. I come here to say a shir. I'm sorry. I have to. I don't really want to. Kotzke, what's the talk about? The son of the Heilige Kotzke. But the Gevalia, the Pshat is, there's different types of Mechias. When a person is Baicha properly, then the Shi'arim are open. And I want to tell you this a big aside. There is nothing to stop a Bechi. There's no way. There's nothing. You know, at the end of Yom Kippur, in the Tefillah, we say clearly, the Rabbi Yishon takes the Bechias, and he puts it benoit chaliyos. He puts it in a pouch. And he keeps it under the Kisya HaKavit. And whenever a Klal, it's a Befursha, we say it every Yom Kippur by Nila. Whenever Klal Yisrael needs a Yeshua, Rabbi Yishon takes out one of these Bechias, and he uses them. He freezes them for long-term use. And whenever Bechias can never, it can't. Bechias is a ruchni zdikah. Bechias, when it's done because the person longs to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, it's a ruchni zdikah thing, and it can't. It can't get lost. Like every dover ruchni, you can't destroy it. The most powerful thing is a true Bechi. Veistach the Meisa, I'll end in one a minute or two. Rabbi Levine, Veistach the Meisa, Rabbi Levine, Heilig and Tzadik, Rabbi. It's Leila Chinam that he was Zeicher, Rabbi Seit HaZeich. All his children and grandchildren, all the ones of Gedali Yisrael, one by one. Ba'id was Kuli Abbas Hashem and Abbas Yisrael. So he went to be Menachem Avil, a woman who lost her husband at a young age. He was killed in a war. Was the story. And he had a hard time. He had a very hard time. Because every time he came to knock on the door to go in, he just couldn't face her. It says over there, finally, he mustered up enough courage and he went in. So she told him, Rebbe, Chamazeifel Gedavind, what happened to all my tefillahs? The Baruch Hashem, listen to it. And now you took this aside and he told her, do you think that your tefillahs went nowhere? Every tefillah that Rabbi Yishlam took, and every tear that Rabbi Yishlam took, he put it into a pouch. And when Klal Yisrael is going to use Yeshua, he's going to take out that tefillah, and he's going to use it. So it didn't go nowhere. It went somewhere very important. So she told him, you're Menachem, you're unbelievable. Tremendous nechama. Kayach of a tefillah, the kayach of a bechi, the kayach of something which is rukni is oimid l'dayris. And therefore, throughout the galus, we were meant to cry. I just need 1 second on basic, because I want to wrap up on your site, okay? I don't know if you realize that right away, in the beginning, as soon as we start the kinnah, we end. Ata Hashem lo ilum. That was the first kina. Ata Hashem lo ilum. Teshe kisach lo dar v'dayr. Lo amol lo netzach tishkachenu. Hashivein Hashem elecha. That's it. At the end of the first kina, that's it already. We're wrapping it up. And Hashivein Hashem elecha. And Hashuva chadish yameinu kekedem. I would think that you should read through all the kinas. And at the end, let's end on a positive note. Right away, the first kinnah, they say. We didn't even get a chance to talk about Shreklach, what that, all of a sudden, yeah, Kimayz Mastanu, Vashivein Vashem Elach Menashuva, what happened? If you understand what Tisha B'Av is, the dual inyanim of yes, Golus, But together with Geula, it's not just Galus. Karolai Maya, we don't say Tachlum HaTeva. It's a Pella de Gazach. The day there was Nikva for the Iker of Avelus, we're fasting and we're walking around like Avelim. Oh, but Karolai Maya, we don't say Tachlum. While we're sitting on the floor, crying, Abba Tachlum, Karolai Maya, Hastav Shatra. You're sitting on the floor and you're telling the world that you're an oval. Meisai mutal lefana. That's what you're telling the Azei Vet Gebrak. This is a Meisai mutal lefana. So this Tayyav tells Rosh Hashivas that if you understand the relationship with the Rabbeinu Shleilam, sometimes it's to get a patch and sometimes it's to get a glettel. It's all Mayid. Mayid is an appointment, vad, to get together with the Rebbeinu Shlom. A lot of beautiful tells of type. Beautiful. Shame we go, okay? But the truth is, if you understand the patch is only to bring about the Geula. And this is what I tried to bring out. The Bechiyah L'doiris is not to bring out the Bechiyah for pain. It's to bring out the Bechiyah to be Zeicha V'Raya B'Nechmasa. It's to bring about the longing and the Ratzin to go back to the Rebbeinu Shem, to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a duel between Avelus, which the Avelus is supposed to bring about what? Her Geshem of Nechama. As the Rebbeinu Shem is Kayom, when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayom, and Klal Yisrael is Kayom, and Mashiach would come and bow, and that's why Mashiach is not the born on Tisha. It's different Bechir, Rabbi Yisrael. The Bechir is this. Yeah. You know, there's a very nice in Lalem Taka, okay, otherwise. You know, I hope that we won't need this maybe. Maybe the Rabbi Yisrael is saying, Vos Dasha says, Eifel and Kinnis, which is Zayin Kinnis there, yo, who says it's going to be Kinnis this year? And you stop wasting their time. Okay, I'll take it on the chin if I made a mistake. Okay. Yeah. Are you allowed to cry, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Huh? Are you allowed to? I'm not going to paskin that one. Mr. Brewer talks about it. Mr. Brewer says, Are you Kippur to cry? The Goyin, Rosh Hashanah to cry. The Goyin held you not to cry, Rosh Hashanah. The Goyin said that if a person, when he blows shofar, you know what he should do? He should dance. Truas melech, it's a lashon of simcha. The melech, vos ramster, rishoni of kippur, you should, chas v'shalom, you shouldn't cry. Arizal's right, that anyone who doesn't cry during his davening rishoni of kippur, and his go check into his blood with vasevnis. Zok da mishne vuvnes is ven tzach da vas el vein oi bel vein vailus and bitter un epes badetem ot it das is bechia shel chinam. That's not what bechia is meant to be. That's not what the bechia is. But if the bechia is adarav, I feel close to the Eibishter. I was rachik all year, and all of a sudden it felt nuts of the Beinish Leila. This moves me to cry. That Bechia must be Rosh Hashanah. For Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Elz Chayzel, it comes to Ritz and Beir Eilam. It's a Mishnah Berur Ravizai. Tisha B'Av, the Bechia alone is the Nechame, because the Richuk brings the Bechia, which brings the Kiruv. The longing, it's the Rebbeinu Shleimah. Das is Zeiche V'Raya V'Nechmasa. Das is a Zeiche. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho V'Nashuva. That's what it's about. Oy! Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho V'Nashuva. Oy! Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecho V'Nashuva. It goes in together with the Krechts. The Krechts is Rebbeinu Shem, I want to come back. I want the Beis HaMikdash. It's in the same sentence. It's in the same paragraph. Galus is meant for Geula. It's meant to bring out her Geshem. The Bereshim says, I give you Mashiach. Mashiach was born today. She was born today. She was born on the day that you're crying that there's a churban. Because it's to be Ma'ayra. The Hakshimeinu Hashem Eilecha V'Nashuva. I tried to go to a base medrash where they explained the kinnis. It's so rich. I took you three kinnis. Rather, we do all of it. So that's why maybe nobody's going to come to us for stuff. Who's going to go that? We go all the way till Mashiach. I have a policy. I told the people in the shul. This or Mashiach. Meaning, till Mashiach comes, we're going to keep on going. You can't handle it, so let's take choice B. Mashiach has to come again. But you should go. Go to a shul, a place, or out upon them yourselves. It's rich in yadus. The kinnis is rich in yadus. Kargeshim of doiris, what it means to long for the Rebbeinu Shalom, to feel bad about the korban and the galus. With this, he'll be zoich v'royim and achmosu with the bias.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.